It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
Jeff Gwillim, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis.
Car dealerships we're talking about tonight, are these really tough times for them?
Look, they are, Dennis, and I think people drive past a big Taj Mahal, known as a dealership, and they have a view that the person that's running it, of course, is rolling in cash. A lot of dealerships are operating on a 2% margin, and a lot aren't earning any margin at all. This is with a backdrop of over 20 months of falling car sales in Australia, and of course COVID really just ground some of these guys into the dust. And I thought it was important, Dennis, tonight to let consumers know that car dealerships don't just have great business forever, they have tough times as well, and right now it's an incredibly tough time. So some dealerships have laid staff off, which isn't good, because we've got to try and get that labour back. But I thought it was important to let consumers know that a lot of these guys, they're just going week to week at the moment.
96900693, if you're a part of the industry, I'd love to hear from you. How are things going? Maybe if you want to just use an alias in case you don't want to be recognised by whoever owns the dealership, but I would love to hear from you. 96900693. Or 13 13 32. Jeff, one of the other challenges, I guess, for the industry is sort of the changing face of the buying or the selling of cars. I know Honda is sort of going down a new path, but the sort of the online situation seems to be gaining a little bit of traction.
Well, Dennis, it does, and different models have been tried over the years. As we know, Tesla really doesn't run dealerships in the way that we know them. However, people are still making a big investment. Even cheap cars, depending on your income, is an expensive car. And people still want to fill them, make sure they can fit in them, make sure the pedals are in the right place. So, you know, even though we know that consumers spend a lot of time on the internet checking out, you know, reviews about cars and capacity and all those sorts of things, ultimately they do end up in a car dealership talking to somebody, a salesperson in a dealership, just getting further down into the detail of the vehicle, negotiating on price. You know, everybody goes to a dealership, wants to negotiate on price. That's how it happens. But ultimately, the majority of their decision-making has been made, but they still want to go to a dealership. And actually, I can't see dealerships disappearing soon, because it's a big investment. You want to make sure you can fit in the car and it feels right.
Yeah, and you sort of for many people, it's the first step to perhaps brand loyalty for 20 years.
Yeah, it is, and it's a very good point, actually. I mean, we know that if we buy one or two cars in a row and they meet our expectations or even go beyond our expectation, Dennis, it just makes life easier, because people do tend to stick to brands. However, one of the big challenges for us in Australia, you know, when you go and buy a car, you look at the list price, it might be a $60,000 or $80,000 car, even a $20,000 car. The challenge we've got, Dennis, is GST, luxury car tax, rego, stamp duty, and super luxury stamp duty in Victoria. And that burden on the consumer and that burden on the industry makes selling an $80,000 Mercedes-Benz $24,000 more expensive. It makes a $6,000 European family car $10,000 more expensive. It doesn't add any value to the vehicle. That's just taxes that get passed on to government.
And that would make it difficult for those sort of more top, high-end brands, given that the more expensive brands have all been improving and improving and improving over the past 10 or 15 years.
They have, Dennis, and actually we want to get people into new cars. They're safer, they're more reliable, the engineering's always better than the last generation of vehicles. But I have to say this, you know, when I sit down and talk to treasurers around Australia, often there's a view that somebody that's buying an expensive car is loaded. They just got cash everywhere. However, today, some people make a decision about buying the car over and above a decision about taking a holiday, buying a property. So I think, you know, to actually penalise people because they happen to want to buy a car more than go on a trip to America or around the world, I think is there's no alignment there, and I think we really need to focus on how much we load up this poor little thing, this pack horse called the car, to the detriment of the consumer, but also to the detriment of the industry that are just trying to get modern vehicles into the fleet because they're safer as well.
9 to 10. Michael, good evening.
Yeah, evening. Just quickly, I bought a Honda a few weeks ago, a brand new one, Honda RS, and I got it down from 37,000 to 31, included rego, 7 years warranty, and a year's roadside, so I thought it was a pretty good deal.
Well, Dennis, I could just comment on that. I mean, it's a great time to get a good deal. I mean, in all markets, as we know, when things are tight, people can get good prices, doesn't matter if it's a car or a house or a new pair of pants, come to that. But it is a good time to be in the industry looking for a vehicle. Vehicle sales currently are half of what they were this time last year. So we've got an industry that needs help as well. But, you know, for a consumer, and that's a great story, by the way, and Honda's a great brand, a well-engineered car, been making good cars for a very long time. Best of luck to that gentleman there, and I hope you got a great deal.
Michael, was it difficult to get that amount of discount off the price, or are you a good negotiator, or how did it work?
Well, look, I was there for nearly 3 hours, and they wouldn't let me leave, basically, but the car I wanted wasn't available. I wanted a white one. They said it'll take up to 2 months to get it sent from, I think, Japan, because obviously the situation. But then I found a black one on the showroom, and as I signed the papers, they brought down that car for me, had it ready to go 2 days later with the transfers, stamp duty all included.
Well, well done to you, and good that you spent a bit of time there and chatted and got a bit of a relationship happening. And they wanted the sale, you wanted the car, and there was a compromise on colour, and away you go. $6,000 off is fantastic. More with Jeff Gwillim after the break. Are you like Michael? Have you just done a great deal on a new car? 96900693, or are you in the industry for selling new cars? Love to hear how you're going and how difficult it might be at this time.
Bond Street Dental, now offering initial consultations by virtual appointment for all on four dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment time now on 1300 266 378. Bond Street Dental, proud supporter of Knights.
Double stripes, traffic lights, road signs mark your toil. Pit stops make for toilet breaks. Eat fast, the kettle's boiled. Sat-nav maps and memory. To truckies by and by. You keep Australia moving, guys. Thanks. From NTI.
Hi, I'm Liam from Fowles. Our carpet and timber flooring warehouse in Clayton is bursting with unbeatable bargains. 5,000 rolls of first-grade carpet in all the major brands. We offer installation complete with an unconditional satisfaction guarantee. A massive range of timber flooring and new hybrid planks in the latest styles and colours. We're open 7 days at the corner of Princes Highway and Blackburn Road, Clayton, or check out fowles.com.au.
F-O-W-L-E-S, the spells, auctions and sales. Come in and pocket the savings.
Maxwell Financial Services. Check out our special fixed interest rates paid fortnightly in these uncertain times. Guaranteed at www.maxwellfinancialservices.com or Google us. T&C apply. Collins Street, Melbourne.
What does it take to be a real Aussie energy provider? For starters, it helps to be Australian owned. At Red Energy, we're 100% owned by the mighty Snowy Hydro. It also means keeping jobs right here in Australia and being powered by a leader in clean, renewable energy. Now that's real Aussie energy. Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Thanks, Australia, for doing your bit to help stop the spread of coronavirus, for downloading the COVID Safe app, for keeping your distance and staying at home, for the sacrifices you've made, and for stepping up in these tough times. The changes aren't easy, but they are working. So keep going. And don't forget, if you haven't already, download the COVID Safe app today. Visit australia.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
It has never been easier to have a well-kept garden, and there's nothing quite like the perfect lawn. Unlock hours of free time with Husqvarna Automower. Enjoy more time doing what you love while your lawn is kept in perfect shape. Husqvarna has intelligent robotic mowers for every size and shape of lawn to give you a lush green cut. Upgrade your everyday with Husqvarna Automower, the smart way to mow. Find your perfect match at Husqvarna.com.
Nice for Bond Street Dental. Complimentary consultations available now for all on 4 dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
4 to 10, the CEO of the BACC, Jeff Quillam, is online. Craig, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just want to tell you a story about I'm buying a car at the moment. I sent an email to 4 dealerships. One has not got back to me. One took 3 days to get back, and the other 2 got back within a minute.
Well, those 2, well done to them, but the others are a bit slow, Jeff.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty straightforward. The ones that got back in a minute, I'd go there and cut a deal.
Craig, were you surprised that the whole 4 didn't get back to you, say, within an hour or so?
Oh, I was very surprised they didn't get back because we worded the email, we will be buying a car in the next 3 weeks.
Hey, Craig, good luck with your purchase. A voice in my ear is telling me that you're in a tractor harvesting crops. Is that correct? Over.
Planting crops.
Yeah. Well done to you. Thank you for calling in. What are you looking for vehicle-wise?
Toyota Sahara before they stop making them.
Right.
Craig, just while you're there, are you going to apply the instant asset write-off to that? You know, it's $150,000 there that you can apply.
Yeah, aware
of that. Yeah, good on you, mate. By the way, and I apologise, Dennis, what crops are we putting in this time of night?
Wheat at the moment. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, right. You make it sound like it might be something suspicious there, Jeff. Doesn't mean not. Craig, thank you very much for your call. Ed, good evening.
Good evening. Just looking at dual cab utes, and I was looking at the X class from Mercedes, and test drive a 350 diesel, only to find out that they're in run out because they're not going to manufacture them anymore. And I was just wondering, even though they're based on a Nissan, is it still possibly worthwhile getting one, given they're doing good deals on them at the moment?
Is that a bit outside your area, Jeff?
No. Look, I think people sometimes worry about vehicles in run-out mode, whether it's petrol, diesel, or a particular model. Often when vehicles are in a run-out mode, that vehicle's been in production for some time. And the longer a vehicle's in production, the higher the likelihood that all of the creases and knocks and dings have been taken out of the car. So, you know, one of the challenges we've got today, we keep changing models of the car very rapidly. And often that just gives us all sorts of problems with effectively trialling out cars as we buy them. But just because a car's coming to the end of a run or whether they're discontinuing diesel going over to petrol, I wouldn't be overly concerned about it because there is sufficient parts in the market. There are, manufacturer-made parts available for many, many years after a car's finished in production. So, you know, people often talk about cars and I say, did you sit in the car? Did you drive the car? Do what you want it to do, buy the car, you know. And I think often, whilst websites and the reviews on cars are very, very useful, often we can get churned up with a whole lot of opinion on vehicles when the reality is, if it does what you need it to do and it's there and it's the price that you want it at, just buy the car and get on with it.
Jeff Quillam, Ed, thank you for your call. Jeff Quillam, CEO of VACC. Chat to you next Monday.
Thank you.